Yo, yo, yo! Kyle Broda has a question. Kyle Broda, that is a good, that is a solid American name with the Germanic sounding surname and the Anglo first name, Kyle. I love it. Okay, Kyle Broda. Hi, cats. Hi, Kyle. You are very handsome and have wonderfully shaped thighs. Thank you for noticing, Kyle. I work on these thighs. Firstly, thank you so much for, I mean, you're handsome, but I didn't, he said that. I'm not making up things he said. So you're handsome. Firstly, thank you so much for your content. It is substantially improving my Chinese each day. Every day! I was wondering what your thoughts are on learning the readings of characters. My situation is that I can read in Mandarin quite well, but I do not know how the majority of the words I know how to read sound. I'm assuming that this will eventually be solved by immersing, but curious to know if you have any more thoughts on this. Kyle, I have thoughts. So I'm gonna assume what you mean is you can understand the meaning of characters but not the readings, right? I'm just gonna assume that's what you mean. If it's not what you mean, you know, HMU hits me up with another question. I mean, yes and no. Yes. A lot of yes and a bit of no. So obviously, to some extent, you're going to learn things by. Through immersion. Reading is the one of those things, you know, reading does not come entirely natural to humans. Humans haven't had writing systems for the entire time they've been around. They're relatively new, and they always need to be learned quite consciously. So it's immersion, yes, but the SRS will definitely help you. One thing I'd advise you to do is do not do what I did and don't do what I did and get a Japanese-Chinese dictionary that has lots of useful phrases. Excuse me, try to load those into your SRS and learn them. Because even if the phrases are useful, if they're boring, they're boring. So you need to make sure that your content's interesting. So you're going to be do what one does. I would make massive context closed deletion cards, MXDs, MCDs, of Chinese content that I really like. In your case, one thing that's really good is reviews or summaries of books that I've of Chinese editions of books that I've read in English, or movie reviews, reviews of movies that I've watched, so reviews of Hollywood movies I've watched, but in the reviews in Chinese, right? A written review, or an audio review too, but a written review, let's say for reading, and you just kind of go. It's the phrase for it in Japanese is shiramitsubushi. It's crushing lice, basically, squeezing lice, crushing lice, squeezing lice. Anyway, so whatever you do with the lice, I don't have lice, I don't have hair, so. Not an issue. So like one at a time, you know, you solve one problem at a time. You find, let's say you take like, you know, 1, 2, 3 paragraphs of this movie review. So you know what they're talking about this movie. And then you find one word there you don't know, and you look that up. You put the definition on the back of your card where the paragraph's on the front, and then you hide the word you didn't know. And you have the definition of the reading of the word, right? And so that's how you'll practice your readings through that. So it'll be a mix of immersion and SRS for you to learn your readings. Again, I've made some big assumptions here. From what you're saying, I've assumed you know what characters mean individually, but you do not know what sounds they make. Yeah, that's what I would do. Another thing I would suggest you do is, this is out there, but it's something I would do. Let me put it that way. And so yeah, I do suggest you do it because it's something I've done, which is not with Mandarin, by the way. I've done it with Cantonese and one other language, which is I actually hired a tutor, not to teach me, but to actually read out recordings of things that I liked, just things I was really into. Like, of course, you know, you could try to get audiobooks, but you know, if you're having trouble, like, you maybe find a Wikipedia article on Star Trek, have your tutor read you a few paragraphs, record themselves reading a few paragraphs of it out loud. Naturally, as naturally as possible. Not necessarily carefully, but naturally, as just natural reading, and work with that. So yeah, that's what I would do. Hopefully, this answers your question. If not, I mean, if it does, you know, feel free to praise my thighs again. If it does not, however, of course, just follow up with a follow up question, as one does. Thank you so much for your question, Kyle, and thank you. Non-Kyle person who is listening to this, for listening to this, and maybe even watching this if it's a video. There's so many things you could be doing with this. You could be watching, you could be listening to it, you know, you could be doing yoga while watching or listening to it. Take care. Bye for now.